Hello there, Gia.
Hi, Keisha.
Hi.
Hi.
I
Did you know that I'm a detective on Blue Bloods in another life?
Really? Oh,
Really?
that's right. Oh, that's right. Right.
Yeah.
Gia, Gia. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
I
Just
never would
in.
have guessed it, but I
Well,
guess
I
it's
can't
better than
confirm it because
nothing.
I didn't look it up, but I that's got to be the same actress. It's got
Yeah.
to be.
It's
Anyway.
got to be.
Got to be. So, okay. So I was just saying that you know how sometimes in a day you do so many different things and you're like, and then it's time to remember General Hospital and you're like, was that like 8 or 10 years ago that I watched that?
Yeah, I know. It does feel like a lifetime ago, doesn't
And it was
it?
just 2 o'clock. And
Yeah.
like a lot's happened since then.
Oh, it can and it does. Well, I watched Fridays again today,
Okay.
because I didn't have a very strong memory of Fridays, and I'm glad I did, because otherwise I would have forgotten one observation I would like to make.
Okay.
Friday's episode began with a close-up of a stuffed badger.
Oh, I saw something about that on the Facebook page I follow, and I was like, damn it, my TV, I can't see anything. I totally missed that.
It was a very strange choice
It was in
artistically.
like Sonny's
Yeah.
office or something.
It was
Yeah.
in like his museum apartment, you know, with his the busts, the brightly lit busts, and then in the shadows there was this stuffed
Oh, in that.
badger.
Okay, so I was thinking, how
Yeah.
did I miss that? Okay.
Yeah, it was
Well,
very odd. And I
that's
don't
odd,
know.
huh?
I don't know if they were drawing a comparison between the badger and Sonny. Maybe
Because they're
Sonny can
both
turn around
belligerent.
in his own
I knew
skin.
you were going to throw that back in my face.
Callback,
Yeah, I knew it was coming. I was like, oh, she's going to bring up that turning around there. But that, I mean, like, that's a skill, you know,
sure.
turning around in your own skin. I mean,
And well,
nobody.
actually, now that we put it out there, Sonny in a way has turned around in his own skin, hasn't he? Like
You mean
between
it?
the mic and the Sonny and,
I guess so. Yeah, he's certainly mixed up.
Yeah, like when he was sort of screening decks in his office, he was like total tough guy mafioso Mike. I mean, Sonny, you know, and it's like, just seems like I kind of hoped he had left that sort of extreme gangster Sonny behind, you know?
Oh, I want that back. I want him to kill
I know
people.
you like him looking at guys in car trunks and stuff.
Yeah, yeah,
His
yeah. I
little
like that.
maniacal smile, you
Yeah,
know.
that's that laugh and the evil dimples and
He's good at all that stuff,
yeah. I
sure.
like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Dex character. Do we need him? Do we
I don't
need another?
I don't think so. I mean, I do think they're somehow thinking he's gonna fill
He's going to
Jason's
be our
position in
Jason.
some way, because
Yeah.
obviously Drew, or you know, is not helping in any way to keep the show interesting. So, you know,
No, if
as
anything,
Jason's
he's
brother.
pulling it down, man.
Yeah, and we haven't seen him lately, so I shouldn't have even mentioned his
No,
name.
you shouldn't have. And
I'm
then
sorry.
you're probably going to talk about Marshall next,
I
and
don't want to. I,
oh
as
my
far as
God,
I'm
and like
concerned, all we
TJ.
need of Marshall is his tiny little clarinet case.
What's the deal with TJ? Why is he all like, and you, that's my grandpa, and you drove my grandpa away, and it's like, dude,
I don't understand
was
any
he
of that.
getting something from that relationship that we couldn't see? You know, off screen, was there something happening that like
That makes it sound naughty.
Grandpa
Like
Marshall?
a Boy Scout cub, you know, leaders kind of a guy.
And
I
that
don't
was an odd
know.
conversation between he and Curtis. Like they both kept kind of like looking around him, like we're talking about mental illness, so we gotta look around. And
Gotta look
no,
around. Yeah. I feel like I'm on Team Curtis there. Well, for one
yeah.
thing, Marshall was a dud, so you know, I think it's
I think maybe this whole thing. Like there was a PSA with
Oh yeah,
Sunny
I
today.
saw that too.
And so are we in like Mental Health Awareness Month or something?
We
Like
are
could
actually.
this whole thing, it could be just could have been a lead in to educating us. And then maybe they'll shuffle him out of the story,
That would be nice.
you
Just
know,
trot him
after.
out, you know, for the
Yeah.
month. Bye
And then get him out of here.
bye.
But
Yeah, that would be fine. That would be fine with me.
I don't know. I don't dislike the TJ character, but I don't feel like they've given him anything
No.
ever as a good storyline. I mean, maybe the th thing with Molly when Molly had the affair with Rando,
Random.
but that was really more about Molly. Like there hasn't been much for TJ to sink his teeth into, and now they've got him looking quite daft with this whole Grandpa Marco
Yeah, I
thing.
know, and it makes you want, like, did he have like some big like emptiness in his soul that only Marshall could fill?
Well,
I wasn't.
maybe. I guess being raised without a father maybe would be the
Yeah, it
I don't
seems
know.
like he, I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know.
You'd
But
think he'd
yeah,
be
it's
too busy to have like time to pine for his grampy.
his papa. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But then it feels like we have all these weird little like relationships like that. The grandfather, grandson, the grandmother, granddaughter, you know, all of these little sort of missed connection kinds of things.
Yeah, okay. Where are
And
you
I don't know
going?
what to do with any of it.
Okay.
Really, just I was just like noticing it today, and I was wondering, like, so are we supposed to be drawing parallels between some of these?
They'd
Other
probably
than
like it if you did, even if
they
they
would,
didn't think of
yeah,
them. Yeah, they would appreciate
right. It was
them.
just a coincidence, maybe, but.
I have a something I noticed that endeared me to Gladys, or endeared
Okay.
Gladys to me. Not sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure either, but you like Gladys.
I do like Gladys. She would not surrender her wine glass until it was empty. And I'm so tired of characters wasting drinks and food. And she's like, well, when I'm done with my drink, I'm like, you go, girl. That's right.
You know, they're so
It's probably like a
expensive.
$20 glass of wine, you know?
And in real life, does anybody just order something and then walk away from it?
People do.
They
People
do. Oh, I
actually
guess you would
do.
see that in your other life.
I do see it sometimes. My cousin's husband did that the other night with a pretty much full beer. And I was like, what could the explanation be for that?
Maybe he
You know?
knew you would like a beer.
No, I wasn't drinking that night. And
Huh.
so, but
Did
it
they know
just,
that?
it made my heart hurt.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
It's
because
like
I
when
was doing
somebody
the
drops a
filter.
cake, I can't stand that.
Yeah, it's like, instead of an angel getting their wings, like an angel is decapitated or something, you know?
That
Angel's
reminds me.
head falls to earth.
Yeah, I was thinking about how you said that you and Rory, like one of the things that it is good in your relationship is that you both like sweets, but slightly different kinds of sweets.
Yep,
You
yeah,
know,
and
and I
so that's
thought
how it works
that
out,
is the
yeah.
one thing you should probably look for in a mate. Someone
Yeah,
who will
because
not eat
like
your sweets.
he, I never like, I'm not going to eat his frozen strawberries because I don't like them. And he's not going to eat the frozen blueberries, you know, so it works out. And
Yeah, well, and neither of those seemed like a treat to me, so you
oh,
lost me there. Unless you
well,
could
okay,
tuck
so
it
ice
into a
cream, if you
pie
were
crust.
talking. If you were talking ice cream, well, he's always going to get like butter pecan or something like
Oh,
that.
yeah.
And I'm going mint choco chip all the way. And
All the way,
so
yeah.
these desserts are safe from each other anyway.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. So if I were ever to, you know, put out the call for a suitor, that would be the sort of thing I would
Are you putting out a call? Is it like, is there going to be like a, is it like on Batman where they shine the light? So.
I would probably just get arrested for light pollution or something.
It's a light pollution.
No, I'm not.
Let's see. What else? Hospital. Oh, Cam
Hospital.
had a great line today, but I should have written it down. He was
Where's
speaking to
Hospital?
Spencer and he said something about oh, I can't even think of it now. Oh, it was really good.
About like how he's sort of failing at the Esme sting.
Yeah, they were talking about that, and I can't remember what it was, but I thought they had some funny dialogue back and forth.
Yeah, that wasn't too bad. It was nice to see Cam. We haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah, we haven't seen much of him.
Not as happy to see Spencer, but you know, whatever.
Or Esme. See Esme.
Or Esme again, yeah.
And what are we supposed to think of the letters? Is that letters from Ryan that he's about to discover?
Perhaps, or enough letters from Maggie that would outline that maybe Ryan is her father? I don't know.
Yeah, because I thought, well, it was a letter from Maggie, but then she had weirdly shoved it way underneath all these other
letters. I know. Yeah, that's true. That was a little weird.
So I thought that was kind of weird. Because when I'm filing, I put most recent on top.
I think that is the standard best
practice. Is that the standard practice?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, she's never going to work in an office, obviously.
And is Cartulo, is that the real name of a shoe?
That's their sort of go-to name, isn't it, for like fancy fashion designer?
Oh, is that just like I've heard them say it enough that I think it's real?
Right. I know. I'm constantly scouring Cartulo. The TJ Maxx racks for Cartulo. Do you have any Cartulo in the back?
That'd be funny. I got some new Sacconis the other day.
Oh, yeah?
I wish they were Cartulos. Yeah. They're not what they used to be, I have to say. I don't know if they're, if there's like lower tier level. Like, they're just, I feel like they're going to last me like a month before my toe breaks through the top or something. They're just not sturdy.
Yeah. I don't know how to help you there, Gia. It won't be a problem.
Well, the other thing I have trouble with is parting with the old pair.
Sure.
You know, because it's like that ad where you're turning into your parents, you know, and I'm like, look at the shoes. I'm like, oh, I could keep these for when I, you know, I'm going to be like going through a lot of dirty, muddy water or something, or, you know.
You're
and
not
I might
need
be going
through dirty, muddy water.
Yeah.
Put those away.
Yeah, exactly. And and then I'm like, well, the tops are perfectly good. They're perfectly good, but the bottom, you know, like you can see daylight through the soles, you know. But I'm like, if somebody could just repair the bottom.
Yeah, that would be money well spent.
Oh, well, anyway.
Gia.
Yeah, so Esme and Cartulo's. She looked kind of weird, like weird business-like dress going on.
It looked like maybe something she might have made in a home ec class. And then she had some weird sort of chunky, like, high heel sandals or something.
Weird, yeah. She never quite strikes a right note. I know they're going for some, like some sort of I've traveled abroad, you know.
She doesn't look like she'd fit in Paris or
I'm not, I don't know. I don't know if that's intentional, like maybe.
Right, maybe she really thinks she's hit it, but not quite.
But not quite.
Not even close, really.
Did you take home ec?
Yeah, back in.
Really?
Yes.
Did you pass?
Ouch! I'll have you know, I could sew a very straight, even stitch by hand.
Really?
Not so good with a machine, but yes.
Well, you got better with the machine because you were sewing up a storm there for a while, but
briefly. But I think I've lost the skill again.
Yeah, I wanted to just chuck that whole thing out the window, that brief time I tried to sew. I was like,
It takes a special sort of head.
It could be a great thing, like some sort of circle of hell activity. That
making you sew, them things.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Uh-huh. It's kind of cool that my mother was equally poor at hemming and stuff like that. I remember she and I actually taping up pants together.
That's sweet.
That'll hold for the night. You know?
If you're going to wear them a couple of times, we'll bring out the stapler.
Yeah. But anyway, well, I was just curious. I did not take home ec.
No. Yeah. I enjoyed it. Although, actually, for like maybe one whole month, the teacher showed us slides of her trip to Hong Kong.
Yeah, I think some of those sort of like female-aimed classes were very poorly regulated. You know, also, typing, I took typing. I mean, that's how long ago this was. It was called typing, not keyboarding. And it was on electric typewriters, like yeah, like that song. That remember that? What is that typing song? Ding, 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 you know. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I
Oh, he
think I
chuckled.
do.
Yeah. But anyway, I distinctly remember the teacher, and no doubt the hum of the typewriters and everything. Like you would just have some sheet that you had to type, you know. There was no like actual instruction particularly. But anyway, and then you had like you'd go to the bell would ring and you'd take your papers up and put them on a desk. And I remember her just being completely asleep, you know, like her hand and her chin, you know, just I mean her chin and her hand just like just conked. And we'd just kind of put our papers on the corner of the desk and leave. And
Those were
we were
the
all pretty good
days.
about it. We just went in there and, you know, horsed around and did our typing and anyway.
Interesting.
Nothing to do with General Hospital. Okay, say something about General Hospital.
Okay, let's see. Oh, you know what I enjoyed was the date with Terry and Chet.
Did you?
I think I did. Yeah, well, you know, I was so
Not to make
glad.
you doubt yourself, but
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say it was perfect, but what I liked so much was I was relieved that she had told Chet she was
oh,
trans
yes.
and he was
Okay, yeah.
so okay with it, because I was afraid that
Yeah.
maybe that hadn't
That
come
was going to
out.
be the reveal to, yeah. Okay, yeah, let me think back. So, yes, I enjoyed the date itself, but I was annoyed with the kind of cheesy setup, oh, like of Amy, the whole Amy thing, which
I didn't like that part either. I
all
don't
of that
really
seemed
need
out of
Amy.
character for Terry. Like Terry's reaction in the nail salon and the whole thing, I was like, well, that seems not like how she has been up till now.
Yeah, we
I
haven't
mean,
had any sort of build up to that, you know.
yeah.
So.
It just to me it seemed like we've been using the word manufactured a lot. And it seemed like a plot point that was manufactured so that we could have tension between Terry and Chet.
Yeah, and it seems kind of silly because Chet knows his sister well enough that I don't think he's going to be, you know, taking her side, or you know, if there's sides to be taken in this thing, you know. So
What do you think about the nail salon? That's been like every
I think, wow, they're spending money all of a sudden with these new sets, you know. What
Well,
did you like when Scotty was getting his manicure?
yes, I did like that. And I thought that's in character. I can see him doing
I
that.
like the Scott part of that, but you know what? It made me think when Nina kind of busted in. It made me miss the original Nina, because I don't think this Nina has quite the comic chops, you know, for a scene like that. I felt like the old Nina would have been so much more fun in that scene.
I think this Nina seems more unstable.
She's starting to again, and that I was kind of happy to see that, because remember we had sort of been predicting she would sort of start to shatter, but more because of like maybe Sunny going back to Carly or something. But
But yeah, she's in for a rough awakening here shortly. Or actually, it's really Willow who is. I don't know. It's gonna be that big reveal is gonna be fun to see their faces. And then if they could bring Nell back from the dead for a little family reunion.
You'd like that, wouldn't you?
We don't know she's dead. All we know that somebody identified the body, and we've never been told who that was.
No, just that it was on the Pennsylvania side of the river, right?
That's right. And it can be very rejuvenating on that side of the river.
It can be,
And she might not be thoroughly dead, you
Maybe
know.
not quite dead.
Could be dead-ish, just dead-ish. Anyway, certainly could have been an accomplice of some sort, I think. I wouldn't put it past him to bring her back. Do we have some kind of sweeps month coming up or something where they're
I
gonna
think we may be in it. I think it is
sweeps is
May.
sweeps month and coinciding with Mental Health Awareness Month?
That seems interesting. I don't know if that's always been a month, you know.
The mental health thing?
Yeah, has it? It seems
Oh,
like a
I have
newish
no
thing to me,
idea.
you know.
It's a good idea.
It is a good idea, yeah.
People are in need of some stuff. And
Definitely.
I'm one of them.
I would love some stuff.
Some stuff, yeah. Some mellow edibles or something. I don't know. Chill pills. Not that that's the only approach to mental health. I know. I wish they'd, and maybe I should delve into it further, but I've mentioned this before, but I don't like using the term, the phrase mentally ill. When people have something that, I mean, I guess they are illnesses, I guess, but I feel like
It still has
if you
kind of
have
a
an,
negative connotation, doesn't
yeah, it has, and it makes it sound like you're going to be healed from it. And it's like for
it?
people that have bipolar or whatever, like you have that for your life. So it's just your mental like status, you know, or your mental condition or whatever. And I feel like
Kind of
whenever
like
I
your
use the
body
word,
type or anything else that's sort of like
yeah, that's like this is just who you are, and I don't know. I don't know. I just wish there was some different phrasing for it that may, because I feel guilty when I say that somebody's mentally ill, or they have mental illness. It's like, well, maybe they should be mental health challenges or just conditions, or I don't know.
Yeah, we could work on our vocabulary a little bit.
Or maybe they've worked this vocabulary out and I just don't know about it because it's not a field I'm savvy in, not like succulents, you know.
Oh, here we go. Smooth.
No, I won't go any further than that. I don't think I saw any great plants or anything this last two episodes, so
No, I don't think I did either, and I hesitate to say it, but I've started noticing them more.
oh
Not
yeah,
because I
you'll
want
come
to.
around. You'll come around. Okay, let's go back to set. So now we've got the nail salon and the yoga studio. Does that mean we're not going to get the pool back? Like, is it a
Oh, it well,
budgetary?
it's definitely coming on pool season, you know.
Right. I like the lighting at the pool.
And was it on a rooftop, or
Yeah, it was like the
was there
rooftop of the hotel, right?
right, but was it like open to the elements, or was there like a glass, like I don't
I don't know if we
remember if
ever
there was a
saw a ceiling
ceiling.
or anything. I always thought it was kind of weird that it was. Can you have rooftop pools? I guess they exist,
Yeah, I
huh?
think so.
Like, how do you make that safe on this? Like, how is it? I
I
don't know. I don't think I'd like it because I like when I get up on
sounds
heights, I have
scary.
this thing where I feel like my body might fling itself
Yeah,
over.
exactly.
Do you have that? That's like, is that a
Oh,
normal
totally,
thing?
totally, I do.
And that, like, I'm going to lose control of my body. It's just going to throw itself over or something. I don't
Yeah,
know.
oh yeah, that's a very scary feeling.
I
Like
remember my Aunt
very, very
Hazel.
uneasy feeling, isn't it?
Yeah, my Aunt Hazel and Harold, they had in Florida when I was a kid, they had like a condo that was way up the hill up. And I was always like, I wanted to go out on their porch, but I didn't, you know, it was like a, I was kind of terrified as a kid. So I hope it's not like that. I hope it's very well protected all around the
I
sides.
think it must be. Well, hopefully we'll find out the answer to that if they bring it back. But
Yeah.
yeah, so there's
And I would
that.
think they'd have to let the actors all know so they can hit the gym, you know.
Well, and yeah, obviously the yoga is not a strong enough pull for anybody because they
No,
rarely
nobody's
stick
going.
around.
They know they don't, yeah, they go out for smoothies and stuff. And although those two girls look like they have like actual perfect little young
Yeah,
girl
they're I
bodies
think they're
there, so
fine.
they're okay. Yeah.
They're doing fine.
Do you like Rory?
Rory's, of course, very one-dimensional now, I guess. I mean,
Yeah.
he gets points for believing in Trina,
Okay, sure.
and I don't know, what do you think Esme's going to do with that little?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just kind of more dirt to, I don't know, to mess up the trial, I guess. Yeah.
I would like that all to just get wrapped up.
Yeah.
I
I
think.
heard my Rory earlier. He's out there watching basketball, and I heard him like say something like, "What the f-?" You know, so it must not be going well.
Oh, poor Rory.
What's happening with these Celtics? I don't know. Sorry, I'm doing random jumping around. What else do we have to say?
Well, we had we had Valentine and Carly
Oh
in
yeah,
the
that was kind of
conversation.
interesting. Sort of
And yeah,
interesting.
because they're both pretty good, like fully developed characters good
Yeah, and pretty
actors.
well matched.
It feels like it's kind of interesting to see them interact with each other.
Yeah, they both kind of stand their ground on things. But I was thinking, like, what the actual hell? You think she's going to have sympathy for Nina? Like, really? Like, seriously? It's kind of weird that Carly is inserted in so many storylines, like the Harmony thing. Like, she was with Harmony when Harmony died, and she's very involved in all of this, isn't she?
Yeah, a lot of things revolve around her, right?
Yeah. Which she can hold it. I feel like I'm interested in her. I don't have an issue with that or anything, but I just thought, isn't it interesting it's not Alexis with Harmony when Harmony dies? You know? Because that had been the strongest relationship, you know. Not in the way that I wanted, but
I know, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Do you think if Alexis had heard Harmony's little secret, she would have told Willow that she was a twin and that Mel and that
No,
Nina was?
because she had been holding on to the secret that Willow wasn't Harmony's biological daughter for quite some time and hadn't spilled that.
I
So,
know. I think she kept thinking somehow that was how sort of misguided she was, that Harmony was going to do the right thing.
Harmony turned a little bit there. She started shouting.
And stuffing people into trunks.
But I don't know. I don't know. And is Carly doing anybody any favors by?
Is she maybe wondering if this information can somehow like be used for her own purposes? I don't know how it would
But her
be.
purpose is in keeping Nina away.
I don't know. I don't know. But it seems like everybody's always holding on to a secret because they think somehow
Yeah,
it's going to
somehow
bite
it'll work
them
for
down
him.
the road, you know? And in this case, it might backfire again, you know?
How could it hurt her? Like, just the fact that she's keeping the secret?
I guess it depends on how Nina and Willow treat each other from now until, you know, if they go to court or whatever over Wiley.
I like what could potentially happen with all of that, because not just a trial, but ongoing driving a wedge between Willow and Michael. You know, I mean, that's a real potential, because Willow and Nina are gonna come around to each other. You know they are, because
Oh yeah, that's interesting. And you think
Nina's
Michael's
starved for a daughter and Willow's starved for a mother,
Oh
and then Michael's just gonna be like over there being all douchebaggy, like you would say. And
Like you slept with my dad. You kept him from us.
So anyway, I just feel like like Willow's gonna be seriously conflicted when she starts to want Nina as her actual mother.
It would be interesting if Nina was really starting to sort of really unravel to the point where you wondered if it was safe for Wiley to be around her.
Oh, yeah, that could be interesting too. Yeah, like doing dangerous things and
I don't know. I mean, it
taking
was
him up to the pool that doesn't have any barriers.
Or to Rana Point,
Rana Point, yeah.
which all of a sudden
How
is
would you
like a
spell
place.
that? Is it spelled like kind of like Rihanna? Like Rihanna? Like
It's
Rhanna,
I
Rana
think it's
Point?
just according to my subtitles on the TV, it's just Rana,
Oh,
and I
you're
believe
reading the
it.
subtitles? Okay.
I always have them on for some reason, just in case.
Rana, wouldn't that be Rana?
No,
Rana.
I don't. There's a pasta brand, Rana, that's very good. That's all I know.
Where'd you just go now? That was
I went to a gnocchi place.
gnocchi.
Oh,
Don't think I've ever had a gnocchi.
I have it in the fridge.
Oh wait, what is a gnocchi? Is that like a little round pasta?
Yeah, it's sometimes usually made with potato.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking about what's a pierogi? Is that a dog? Maybe that's a dog.
It's a member of the toy breed.
No, isn't there a pierogi? Isn't that another, like, maybe it's like
Yeah,
a
that's a type of food. Yeah, I think you're right. I
Polish
think it's
comfort
Polish.
food or something.
Yeah, yeah. We always, everything comes back to snacks with us.
I don't know. I've been thinking about frozen blueberries. I'm gonna have some of those when we're done with this.
What were we? Oh, yeah. So we're talking about Nina and her state of mind. It was
Yeah.
interesting when she was talking to Ava, and Ava was being kind of interesting, like kind of reliving, I think, what Nina had put her through.
Was I not watching during that era? I feel
Well,
like.
I had almost forgotten that too, and I still don't really quite remember the details,
I have
but
no memory of scenes about that or anything, which it was the other Nina, it was the other actress,
yeah, that's
after.
true.
So,
Yeah, but and then when Nina was saying like she wasn't in her right mind or she was different then, like it was kind of like she sort of wandered off herself, and you kind of got the feeling maybe she's not in, so different a place right now,
Yeah, she's doing that thing where she starts raising her voice, when she gets frazzled and like something. You're shouting again, dear.
I know
You
she does always seem loud again, doesn't
know?
she?
But I like she and Ava together. That's one of the friendships I like. And
Yeah, I like Ava's. She's a pretty good sport, kind of just putting up with,
Ava's a gal that you feel like you could hang out with,
Oh yeah. I never would have said that like a year ago, but definitely I've come around all the way.
I know you pretty soon you'll be saying that about Esme, I'm pretty
Thanks,
sure.
hospital.
Yeah.
God, if
And
I
if
say that
Harmony had stayed around, you would have enjoyed Harmony.
Maybe you're right.
Too late now. Well,
You
did
probably
Harmony get
are.
another gig or something?
I don't know.
Why?
I bet she will. I bet she wouldn't have any trouble getting another gig.
Because there's other characters I would have lost before Harmony. Oh well. What else? So there was some Sasha stuff.
Yeah, Sasha, God, I hate to think that we're going to go down that route too.
So, do we think that Gladys knows that Sasha is back on the stuff? Like, so she's seen the video, or has she not watched the video herself?
Valentine showed her some pictures from that little memory card that showed her picking up that little container of pills.
Wait, did he show him to Gladys?
Yeah.
Oh,
They were
right. So
kind of
she must
looking
know.
at him
Okay.
on her laptop. Yeah. And maybe she hadn't seen it before he showed it to her, but she definitely has seen it now.
So she knows that Sasha's still got this problem.
Yeah. Yeah. And hopefully, I mean, she means what she says, and she's protective of Sasha now.
Yeah, and not just of her own son. And yeah, hopefully
Yeah.
she'll
Yeah.
be trying to figure out how to help her out of that.
Right.
It's a little messy. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. There was another little thing I can't remember now that I was just about to bring up some other little conversation, but anywho.
Well, now we've got a badger in the mix. That makes everything
Yeah,
better.
it was just a startling thing to see,
Kind of
and
random.
yeah, I and As you know, terriers have all but eliminated the badger in this country.
I didn't remember that.
It's just on most, like if you ever watch a dog show, all those little terrier breeds seem to be bred to get rid of badgers.
Oh yeah, that is so, yeah. I mean, our Jack Russell, not the first Jack Russell, but the second Jack Russell, she was quite puzzled as to why we wouldn't let her kill the cat. She's like, it was like she was like, I don't understand. Like,
You
this is
want this here?
why, yeah, like this is why you got me, right? Because you have this massive rodent in your house that needs taking care of, Like, she was just like, I can't believe you're letting this rodent live here when I am built to take care of your issue, And I mean, you almost couldn't fault her. Like, it was like so in her blood.
Yeah.
But no, I didn't know that. So we're low on badgers in the United
Well, I
States?
mean, you just never see one, do you?
Do you see them in other countries?
I think they've done the same. I mean,
They
I don't know
have a
if they're
lot of
endangered or
terriers.
anything, but yeah, it seems like, yeah, it might
I'm
have even
trying to think if
started
I
in other
have seen
countries.
badgers. I don't know if I've seen badgers or not. I don't
Yeah,
know. I've
I'd
seen
like
like
to know.
muskratty things and well, that's a shame, huh? What's their enemy in the wild? I mean, the terriers aren't a wild thing.
Yeah, I don't
So
know. Where I guess we don't know as much as we thought about the
I don't know.
badger.
Oh, and I'm so happy about your kitty. You should tell the people what happened.
Oh yeah, America and the world. My little kitty Barney, whom I've had for a little over a year, and he had never shown any interest in going outside. I would even leave the door open for the dogs, and he would never go outside. But then one day he decided to go out, and he disappeared. And I didn't lose all hope, but I just wasn't sure he was equipped to make it on his own outside. And then today I went to the kitchen door and there he was. And he was basically okay, just a little skinny.
No cuts, no bruises, no.
Nope. Yeah, I don't
Okay,
know.
yeah,
Maybe he
that's
got
a
like,
happy ending.
yeah, thank you. Yeah, feel very
Is
lucky.
he going to go out anymore, or is he like
I
in for the
really, yeah,
duration now?
I really don't want him to, but it's so hard when you know you're letting the dogs in
Net
and
another
out.
animal. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm thinking, I wonder if I got like a little doggy door, if maybe, if he did get out, if maybe he could let himself back in. I don't know.
Well, anyway, very happy ending. Yay,
Thank
Barney.
you. Yeah.
Why don't you give him a gnocchi?
He was so hungry when he got back, he almost took a bite
All
of my
those
pie.
comfort foods will put the weight back on.
I'm
I'm
still
here
working
to tell
on
you.
my, I'm working on my 5K pie still.
I thought of you this morning while I was painfully jogging around the circle here. Like, nobody's going to airlift me out of a 3K.
America, I wasn't quite airlifted out. I just staggered out. Possibly swearing. And I wish I could have ripped the SD card out of the photographer's camera because it was like, why are you taking pictures of us? God. I know exactly how Sasha feels.
It reminds me of the one time. I know we're kind of over time, but I'll tell this story quick. I ran a what was it, half marathon, and I was very concerned that I wasn't gonna make it in time. And they had a thing where you could start early, like if you were gonna be a walker or whatever. And so I was like, well, I'm gonna do that just to make sure I'm not like out there in the dark, you know, like because I was really worried. I didn't know if I could do it. So anyway, I'm coming in to the finish, and I'm like, it's looking like I'm doing really well because I've been out there for a really long time already, but the finishers are finishing, you know, the real finishers. And people are like cheering and stuff for me, and I'm like, and they're probably like, how is this fat woman actually, you know, like, does it look like I, and I felt like saying, no, I was like part of the walker, like loser group that had to start hours early, you know,
Yeah, well,
it was
that
very
was
funny.
kind of my situation too. Yeah, because the woman I was walking with, we like decided like to just cut a, you know, the second half of the race out, you know, and take a
Like
shortcut
you
in. Yeah, so we were like approaching the little ribbon, and people are clapping, and it's like, please, please don't clap.
Yeah, that
You know, don't even look at us.
look away. I'm hideous. Well, at least we're out there doing it. Jeez, okay.
I
All
guess.
right. Well, we probably talked about hospital maybe for like a quarter of this whole
Yeah,
time,
I'm
so we
sorry if we were.
apologize.
Yeah.
I'll try to watch it closer to the podcast next time so I have something to say.
All
But
right. Good.
okay, but it's always fun, so thanks for listening, whoever is, and
Thank you. Thank you very much.
we'll see you next time.
Yep, we sure will. Okay, Gio, you have a good night.
Okay, you too. See ya.